In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. Happy New Year to everyone. Kali Chronia. By God's grace, once again, we find ourselves beginning a new year according to the calendar, the secular calendar, because as we know, as Orthodox Christians, we begin our new year, our liturgical year, September 1st. But we follow this calendar as we are accustomed to do, and indeed it is by God's grace that we begin this new year. And in many respects, we begin this new year just as we began last year, with all of this coronavirus, all this pandemic, all of the associated feelings, opinions, concerns, and all that comes from it and has come from it. However, and I'm thankful to see so many of you here today, even with all this latest concern, because as we know from Scripture, from the teachings of the saints and their lives, the prayers of the church, when we begin anything, when we begin this new year, when we begin our day, when we face whatever we have to face, when we are in the world, when we do so with prayer, when we do so with an expression of our faith and our love and our commitment, we do so knowing that whatever we face in life, we do so with the strength, with the power, or dynamis, as we say, with the love and with the protection of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we celebrate on this day two events. We hear, as we know, that our Lord, from the gospel, that our Lord and his parents, and I said this last week in speaking about Joseph. If you recall, I said that Joseph, as a father, even in the what would be considered as unusual circumstance of how he was the father to our Lord, the betrothed to Mary, and how she was with child, yet he still fulfilled, he still committed to serve, to express and guide his family, that even though he pondered how this happened, he submitted to and was obedient to the message through the angel, the message of the Lord through the angel, to take Mary and the baby Jesus and protect them and provide for them and guide them. And we hear in this gospel today exactly just that, because throughout this here, we can see that just like us, things happen. Our Lord was with them and then he wasn't. They thought he was with them and he wasn't. He was doing his work in his Father's house, as we hear. But all these things give us an understanding and give us hope and strength to face whatever we are facing or will face as we continue on in our journey. So I hope, as we always do, that we take this time to reflect on this past year and plan for and seek his guidance as we begin this new year. I've said this before and it always amazes me. I did this just yesterday. When I take a walk in our neighborhood, every time I take this walk, I see something new. And oftentimes, as I'm walking, like I'm sure all of you do the very same thing, I'm thinking about all sorts of things, all things I have to do, things I haven't done. things that are coming up, things that have happened in the past, my family, this community, everything, right? We're always thinking about things. And when I get that way, I'm just looking right down. You know, I'm looking forward. I'm not seeing all these things around me, all the things that are happening, and the beauty of creation, whether it's overcast or sunny, whether it's cold or warm, whether it's rainy or dry, whatever it is, it's the beauty of creation around us. And something new happens every time, or something new that we see every time. In the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah sought to prepare the people of God for their exile in Babylon. And it was a very painful and terrible exile that they experienced. But he urged them to look up, to lift their eyes towards the heavens, and to be reminded of the power and the majesty of the Lord, the power and majesty of the God who would save them, the God who would lead them to safety. Verse 25 says, "To whom can our holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? Look up at the sky. Who created the stars that you see?" What a wonderful exclamation by the prophet Isaiah, and good advice for all of us as we begin this new year. Because even though we have the best of intentions, whatever they are, whether it be just in the daily existence of our life, or even when it comes to our spiritual life, it becomes a challenge to fulfill these or to even begin these often. We become involved with the daily difficulties and challenges of life. We become overwhelmed and we lose perspective on what Isaiah is saying here. And we'll hear in another part of Scripture what our Lord through the prophets is saying to us, because we lose our perspective. And let us not forget that when we have this pandemic here or whatever happens in our world, to not lose perspective on our lives and on our existence as Christians. Our commitment to do these things must come from a desire, a deep and abiding desire to grow in union with Christ, to put him first in our life, to follow his example, and to fulfill his teachings. His example, we just heard from the gospel. He did these things as a human, just like us were called to do. His parents fulfilled the law by bringing him to the temple on the eighth day. And he was named, as we were told in the gospel last week, Jesus, or as it's translated, God saves, or salvation, Jesus. When we read in the gospel of Matthew, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be given to you." This is the kind of commitment that we're being asked, that our Lord himself offered. The same kind of commitment. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be given to you." When we have this unbinding, deep, abiding commitment to put Christ first in our lives, this will give us the strength to fulfill the commitments, to live our lives by his grace. Even these little resolutions that we make, anything that we commit ourselves to, when we do so by this commitment to our Lord, this strengthens us, this guides us, this gives us the courage that we need to do. Now, this reading that we heard, two separate incidents, but they're connected spiritually. Of course, the first one refers to his circumcision 8 days and his naming 8 days after his nativity. And the second incident discusses this event 12 years later, when they were journeying to the temple in Jerusalem to observe the Passover feast. Saint Theophylact in the 11th century tells us that God's commandments to his people in the first covenant were given in the law, and anyone who transgressed this law and anyone who transgressed these commandments was under condemnation. So our Lord fulfilled this covenant of the Old Testament. He fulfilled this to fulfill the law, not to, as he says later, abolish it, but to fulfill it, to remove the condemnation from us. In Galatians chapter 2, Paul says, "For I thought through the law I died to the law, that I might live to God." And he tells the church in Rome, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law." This is the new covenant. This is what fulfills the law for the new people of Israel, for the people of the new covenant. To do so with love for neighbor, love for God, and love for neighbor. Do we fulfill the law as given to us by Christ? He says, the love of God means being attached to him in the very depths of our heart. St. Paul speaks about this all over the New Testament that we read his epistles. Bear one another's burdens, he says, so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. So you see, as we heard in the epistle today, and we read in all of these epistles of St. Paul, he's preaching to first his own people, the Jews, but to the new Israel, the new people of God, the new covenant, that this fulfillment of the law is transformed in Christ. First, by the fact that he fulfilled it himself. He went through all of these requirements of the law. But by doing so, he brought this new law of love and of grace and of mercy. And so this is when we begin this new year with this feast. This is the message that the church is telling to us, is telling us as we begin this new year. And then we look at the saints, men and women, who express this so fully and completely in their lives. Saint Basil the Great, who we commemorate today, a fourth century saint, and who has left as his legacy, if I can use that expression, so much to us in the church today. We offer the liturgy that he authored today on his feast day and 9 other times during the year, and the prayers that are in this liturgy, the prayers that sometimes are read inaudibly, but when we have the St. Basil's liturgy, I always read them out loud so you can hear the beautiful prayers that he wrote. The Anaphora prayer that we'll hear later is essentially the whole of creation from Genesis up until the time of Christ. And so he's teaching through his liturgy. So let's listen, pick up your books, although you have the St. John Chrysostom liturgy there, but if you can go out and look and read these beautiful prayers that St. Basil the Great offered. And of course, as we know, and we will celebrate just next week, his legacy is the Vasilopita celebration that we have, where we bake these breads and there's a coin put in it. And for us, it's an expression of this tradition, but when he did this, it was his way of giving to those who were in need by putting this money in this bread. And doing so, it wouldn't be so much an outward expression, but it was something that was hidden. But it was something that, from St. Basil's perspective, he was fulfilling the law of the Lord by loving his neighbor. Our Philoptikos today in our church is the supreme expression of this friend of the poor, as Basil was. And so Basil has given us so much that we to this day, in our traditions and our customs, but more importantly in our lives, we should exemplify. We should follow his example in our lives. This is Basil the Great. So as we celebrate the beginning of this new year, let us offer our prayers to God, that through his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, he will continue to bless us and guide us and strengthen us daily, so that we may resolve to fulfill our commitment of our lives and give back to him the gift of our life that are pleasing to him, and act upon this commitment all the days of our lives. And I leave you with this scripture from 1 Chronicles. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done. Regardless of what's going on in our world, in our lives, let us not be consumed by this. Let us not be distracted by this. Let us not fear this. Seek the Lord in his strength and seek his presence continually. Let that be our New Year's resolution. Let that be our resolution for all the days of our life, to seek his presence continually. Amen.